So can your happiness be affected if a sibling is going through a rough time, or a friend or a loved one? Of course it can affect us, but to what extent? Now, there's a message here from someone who describes their sister, who lives overseas, isn't here in Dubai, who is suffering with some mental health issues, and it's really upsetting the sibling here in the UAE, but so much so that it's causing not so much a big problem, she says, but a little bit of friction between her and her partner. He doesn't really understand why she's feeling so down and sad and unhappy because of the sister.
You don't have to be identical twins to pick up on the vibrations of the other person. And many times we hear about identical twins who knew that their sibling was going through a bad time because they could feel it, or knew they were going through a good time because they could feel that as well. Sometimes the connection can be unidentified through psychological or medical terminology, but we do know that it exists. There is quantum psychology. There is quantum medicine. What we also know is that many times people who come from different cultural understanding, different experiences of home life, don't appreciate what we go through. Like, for instance, there are some people who grow up in families that say, when you're 18 years old, you grow away from your family and they become your relatives, not your family. But there are also people who grow up in cultures that say, you never grow up out of your family, you just grow up in your family. And even when you get married, you have an extended family with another partner who comes into the family dynamics. Well, when these two people get together with conflicting kinds of dynamics that they've learned, it doesn't have to be conflicting, but in this case it is under stress. It may be that this adult partner is jealous of the fact that you're giving so much emotional attention to a sibling who's supposed to be a relative, not a family.
And not even in the same country. And of course, one can have sympathy and can do their best to be there for that person. But if, you know, it's enough for a lot of people just to deal with their own personal issues without having to also take on board other people's issues.
And a good partner would never want to compete with their partner's issues. You know, if a partner sees their family of origin as an integral part of their life, the partner should never, ever compete with that. So in other words, no one should ever be put in a straight line in the middle and playing tug of war with you in the middle. You know, a mature partner would let this become a triangle. You have your relationship with your family of origin. I have a relationship with your family of origin. Neither one of us should be in the middle. So however the family of origin and I choose to behave should never interfere with the dynamics of my partner and his or her family. It's very important to do the triangle, and this actually is a mature way. Immature partners will find themselves caught in the middle, or putting their partner in the middle, like making a choice. It should never be a choice. You know, a good father would never say, you have a choice between loving me or your mother, or a mother between me and your father, loving one or the other. Nor would a partner when you grow up. But we don't see this just in the family dynamics and the partnership dynamics. We also see this in friends. And very similarly, this pattern exists when a couple are breaking up. You'll see friends taking sides. How immature could that possibly be? You should never have to take sides. Even if one person is wrong or guilty, you maintain your relationship with both. Now, you may have your opinion, and you may have the dynamics that react to that kind of an opinion, but in essence, what we're really saying is a mature individual doesn't have to take sides. They can maintain a good relationship. Now, I'm mentioning this to get back to the point. When we're dealing maturely with a partner, we want to be a supportive partner. We don't want to be a burden on that individual. We have to examine first, why is it that I'm having trouble if my partner wants to have attention with their family of origin? What's the problem with me that I cannot accept that? First, go to yourself. Ask yourself what's going on with you that you're having difficulty with that. It's like if a person is doing something and you choose to be angry, because there's no such thing as somebody made me angry. You choose to be angry. Ask yourself first, why do I choose to be angry about this? Why do I choose to be hurt about this? If I'm feeling resentment, what am I doing that's causing me to feel guilt that I'm taking it out on my partner? Always look at yourself first. examine why you think, feel, and behave the way that you do before you address it to the other person. But in a situation that you're bringing up, it's only normal that family members do have a particular frequency with each other, and they can sense with each other what is going on. And a partner should be a person who supports the empathy that people have with each other, not become a burden of chaos with the partner in your life.
But can we sometimes live too much through the woes and troubles of others rather than living your own life?
That can be, but again, this brings up the issue of where are we in life that we need somebody else so we can feel? We need somebody else so we can think. We need somebody else so we can behave. You know, it talks about our own insecurities, our own lack of confidence, our own lack of values or self-worth. When we need somebody else to have feelings, that's not healthy. Like, for instance, we have certain personalities that are disordered personalities. Like, for instance, a borderline personality disorder is an example. If they don't have trouble with somebody, they don't believe that they exist. They have to have problems with somebody to have a purpose. So if they can't get your attention by doing something positive, they'll get your attention by doing something negative just so they can have feelings. Well, that's a big pathology. That's a borderline personality disorder. But with people who are not subject or diagnosed or diagnosable with a personality disorder and they behave the same way, it's a form of immaturity. Now, in many ways, it can be resolved. And in a personality disorder, it's not necessarily resolved. It may be the treatment process, if they agree to something, could help them. But actually, the average everyday person may have concerns, but it doesn't have to be pathological. In essence, what we're talking about is people do connect. No one should ever be a stumbling block for that connection, because I assure you, you will be the one to lose, not the other person making a choice.
So again, coming back round to it's down to us how we view our issues, how we approach our issues, how we deal with our issues. That's what will make a difference. Our perception.
Yeah, our perception is directly related to the recovery of that situation.
Okay.
How we perceive the situation will be very much a measure of how we recover from that situation.
So coming back to that couple there with the sibling who's struggling and it's affecting the sister, can that female help their partner to turn around the situation where they're feeling maybe threatened or jealous or their approach has been immature? I mean, how could they move on as a couple together?
By pointing out that this has nothing to do with the jealous partner or the envious partner, that it has to do with two different relationships and one doesn't take away from the other, that just because I'm giving attention to my sister doesn't mean that I don't care about you. Just as when you are having maybe a problem one day, I would be able to support you, but it doesn't take away from the dynamics that I wish to maintain with my family of origin.
4001 is the text number. Keep your questions coming in if you're looking for some support or guidance from Dr. Raymond today. When we come back, we'll be addressing some issues in the workplace and actually another scenario between siblings where a brother has been bullied when he was younger. He's now a grown up, but is really suffering the effects of that bullying from his childhood.